garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, on Friday we started looking at how to be free from all types and all sorts of bondage. And we can be. The Bible says in John 8:31 and 32, Jesus spoke to those Jews that believed on him. He said, if you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so we started looking at breaking down that scripture to see how to become free. And so we started looking at the first thing is you have to believe, and then you have to continue in the word. So let's pick up the service again right now and see what the Lord is showing us. And let's become free, completely free from all forms and types of bondage, because that's what Jesus afforded us when He did the finished work of the cross. Let's pick it up right now.
You've got to continue in the Word. Listen, if you want freedom from all kinds of bondage, you've got to continue in this Word. You've got to stir yourself up. You've got to set the alarm and say, I'm getting up early. Or say, I'm going to bed an hour later. And I'm going to study the Word. I'm going to read the Word. You've got to continue in the Word. Because in this Word, it contains life. Yes. Amen. The Word of God contains life. It contains healing, prosperity, peace, wisdom, joy, protection. It's all in His Word. So you need to force yourself to get excited about the Word. If it's what it's going to take, you know, if no one's there to encourage you, I suggest you encourage yourself. Come on. I'm not standing in your bedroom in the morning or in your office telling you, read the Word. Now, come on, it's going to do you good. No, I'm not going to be encouraging you then. You need to encourage yourself. Because when you're in the Word, you'll hear the Word. Oh, dear. All right. And so continuing in His Word means to diligently study the Bible and then apply what you read to your own life. You've got to apply what He says to you. And we'll show you some more of that. So step number one is you must receive Jesus first and foremost as your Savior. Amen. Step number two, you've got to continue in the Word now. Amen. Because remember, listen, John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word what? Was God. Jesus is the Word. Amen. Remember, He says He sent forth His Word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Who's that? Jesus. Amen. He's the Word. Yes. Amen. He said, my Word is forever settled in heaven. Where's Jesus? Amen. He's forever settled in heaven in the glory next to the Father. Amen. So you've got to continue in the Word, the truth. Amen. Amen. Well, oh me, but you've got to do it. Amen. So step number three. To those who continue in His Word will become His disciples. So first, His disciples. He says, you believe on me, then you continue my Word, and then are you my disciples indeed. So I've got to believe Him. I've got to continue in the Word. Then He says, now you're my disciple. Amen. He didn't say, believe in me. Now you're my disciple. He said, believe in me and continue in the Word. Now you're my disciple. Because the devil's believing Him, but they're not disciples of Christ. Yes. Come on. Right. Amen. So He says, You will become a disciple of Christ. You see the picture? A disciple of Christ. When you continue in the Word, you receive Him, you continue in the Word, now you're considered to be a disciple of His. That's why I have a concern. We see many people getting saved in this church, but I have a concern because I don't see them here. Amen. Weeks after. They might come 1 or 2 weeks and then they disappear. They're not continuing in the Word. So we have to have colleges and buddy systems and ways to get them to continue in the Word because it's hard. Especially like me, I started reading the King James. One day I said, I'm going to read the Bible. For the first time, I was Catholic for 25 years, ringing the bell and the incense. Remember that stuff? I was addicted to. I used to love the smell of that stuff. And so I never had a Bible. So one day I'm sitting at home thinking, I want to read the Bible. So I went into the bathroom. Where do most men read? Come on. And so I started reading the Bible. Genesis. What's all this stuff in front? That's how much I knew. What is all this? Good grief. What's all those? Those are books. I didn't even know they were called books. And I started to read. In the beginning, God created. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. You see, I had to become a disciple of Christ first to get the Holy Spirit in me to enlighten my mind. So once I got saved, all of that changed. Everything. And I started to understand the Word of God. But when I read it just like that as an unsaved, I was unsaved. I was an unsaved person. It meant nothing to me because I spiritually discerned. I didn't know the Holy Spirit. I didn't know He could reside in me. So He says, so first you believe on me, then you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. This is going to get you to freedom. A disciple, number 3101 from the vines, a disciple was not only a pupil, but a believer, a supporter. Hence they are spoken of as imitators of their teacher. Imitators of their teachers. Now, I'd love to imitate Christ, and that's what God's getting us to do, right? He's trying to make us look and sound more and more like Christ every day. Yes. Is that correct? Amen. He wants us to be like Christ. That's what He wants. So, it's very hard to love people who hate you and to forgive people who hate you, but it's doable. I found out there are people that have abused me, used me, and tossed me aside. And I actually love them. It's absolutely amazing. Why? Because my old nature has been crucified already and I'm starting to realize it. So I'm starting to live according to the spiritual man on the inside of me rather than the old man that's supposed to be in the coffin. Amen. Amen. So he's not being resurrected as often as he used to. Because we used to have a welcoming home party once a day. Someone cut you off and he comes up. Remember that? Okay, so step number 4. He says, first off, he says that to those that believe on Him, you must believe Him. Then you've got to continue in His word. Then you become His disciple. Then He says, yeah, and now you shall know the truth. Now you'll know the truth. What happened? I believed in Jesus. I continued following Him and continuing as a disciple, trying to do what the Word said, and I continued in it. And now, He says, yeah, now you shall know the truth. Now I'm starting to get truth. And that's what happened in my life. I look back at this now and think, it's exactly what happened to me. It's exactly what happened to me. It's exactly what happened to the disciples walking with Jesus. It's the exact same thing. You can't bypass this. You've got to receive Him. You've got to continue with Him. And then you become the disciple. Now you start getting truth. You start seeing truth. All of a sudden, it makes sense. I look at this stuff and I think, it is better that I pray for those that abuse me. It is better that I don't crook and cheat and steal and lie. It is better for me because the truth tells me. Amen. Amen. So this is a powerful thing. Just that one scripture. Think about it. We're talking about one scripture. One scripture. And I could probably teach on this subject for the rest of the month, every day. You can never mine all the gold. You can never get all of the revelation out of one of God's scriptures. Why can't you? Because the Word of God is quick and powerful. That means it's alive. It's alive. Well, let me ask you, is Jesus alive? You better believe the word's alive. Or else you're not a disciple. Hello. Amen. And so only disciples can know the truth. Only. I remember trying to understand something about the gospel before I received Jesus Christ. It was to me just crazy. And that's why when you try to witness to somebody, you've got to understand these things. When you try to witness to them about God, remember what you were like. Remember who you were. Remember how hard it was for you to be convinced. It took a guy a solid year, I mean, trying to convince me almost every day of my life that I need Jesus. But eventually, thank God, I said, I need Jesus. I realized I need Jesus. I got saved. And once I got saved, man, it started happening. But you know, it wasn't easy. I remember thinking after I got saved, okay, what's your next steps? And I moved almost immediately from Johannesburg to Cape Town in South Africa, which was 1,000 miles away. Now I'm in Cape Town, and I joined a church there, and it's a church that's like this, vibrant. You see us on a Sunday, yeah, we get vibrant and packed out. And that thing was just pumping, and the music and everything. And I started to hear the word of God. I started sitting under this pastor, and the word was like arrows, man. Those things were whammo, whammo, whammo. And I started, my eyes and my understanding started to take shape. And now I said, I've got to read the word. Amen. And I started reading the word. You wouldn't find me anywhere but the front row. And if I had to get there an hour and a half early, I did. I wanted that front seat. Why? Because I wanted to get everything I had. I didn't want any distractions from behind me. And the first services that I did, for the first year of services that I did from teachings I got from him. Because I had books. You know those foolscap hardcover books? I wrote them hand, no computer, phone. No. And let me tell you something. I wrote so quick that I filled up about 10 foolscap, those big books. And when I started preaching in America, I was preaching from those books. I didn't know anything, except you started learning. But then the hunger started to grow. And I said, I've got to read the Bible for myself. I've got to read this. So I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up that time and I'm going to read it. And you've got to be disciplined. It's not easy. You've got to be disciplined. And you've got to force yourself to get up. But I tell you what, you can't stop me now. I love it. It's life-giving. It's life-giving. But sometimes, you know, we moved. And I lived on my mother-in-law's house, my wife, myself, and my kids, for 7 months, right? On the floor, 7 months, right? It wasn't easy. But can you remember? I'd go sit in your kitchen. I'd go sit in the kitchen, round table, everyone's sleeping. I'd go sit there at the Bible. You've got to do it. We go on vacation. My kids are babies. They're now 17 and 16. Canaan's 17, she's 16, Destiny. Now, I used to get up in the morning and I'd tiptoe through the house and I'd put on the oven light, you know, the microwave light. I'd put that on, or a little light if I could. I'd have my Bible and I'd sit there and their doors are closed. And while they're sleeping, I'd read the Bible. When you start reading the Bible, you get a joy and a love for the Bible. There's so much joy in reading the Bible. It's so positive. It's so uplifting. It's so full of truth. It's so full of power and wisdom. Amen. Wisdom. Whoo! Makes a foolish guy look good. I like it. That's why it takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And the weak things of this world. Amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful